to hear now from the word of the Lord as it is written in the book of Exodus, a portion of chapter 16. And Yahuwah said to Moses, "Behold, I am making it rain bread for you from heaven. And the people shall go out, and they shall collect the portion of a day in its day, in order that I may tempt them whether they will walk in my law or not. And the layer of dew went up, and behold, upon the faces of the wilderness, a round, thin thing, thin as hoar frost on the earth. And the sons of Israel saw, and they said a man to his brother, 'What is it?' For they knew not what it was. And Moses said to them, 'It is the bread which Yahuwah has given to you for food.'" Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in the Gospel of John in a portion of chapter 6. When the Lord was speaking to a crowd, they said therefore to him, "What sign doest thou then that we may see and believe thee? What workest thou?" "Our fathers ate manna in the wilderness, as it is written, 'He gave them bread out of heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to them, "Amen. Amen, I say to you, Moses gave you not the bread out of heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread of heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Lord, always give us this bread." And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. I am the living bread which came down out of heaven. If anyone eat of this bread, he shall live forever. This is the bread that came down out of heaven. Not as your fathers ate manna and died. He who eats this bread shall live forever." Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in a portion of Apocalypse Explained, passage 899. The manna that the sons of Jacob ate in the desert means, in reference to them, natural food, because they were natural. But the bread that comes down out of heaven means spiritual food, which is from the Lord alone. And because it is from him alone, in the highest sense, bread means himself. And therefore he says in the Gospel of John, "I am the bread of life." Here in our lessons, blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.